This is episode 2283 of Your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I welcome you back to day 6 of our series on healing relationships. How are you doing? I hope you're enjoying your compassion quest. I just finished the most amazing meditation where I did the compassion quest, where you send out compassion to those relationships that are difficult in your life, maybe with a loved one, maybe with a family member or a child or a colleague or friend or neighbor. Maybe it's someone that you don't really even know. It could be someone that you just don't get a very good vibe from. And as you do this, you'll find that you release tension and a feeling of dread or doom whenever you're with this person or you even think of them. I want to guide you through the meditation I just did. In the next to the last episode of a series, so we're coming to the end of this series on day 6, just one more day is tomorrow when you'll complete this series, I always layer together the meditation techniques for you so you can see how it all goes together in one meditation, and that's what I'll be guiding you through today. Remember that if you want the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences, along with the daily journal and the guide with the techniques right there at your fingertips. In each week's series, the meditation techniques are customized for the theme. So every week, the techniques are completely different. You can try an entire series free over on the Sip and Om meditation app. And I'd love to hear from you and learn how your meditation ritual is coming along. I'm preparing next week's series for you as well, and it's going to have you recharge or reboot your current meditation ritual. It's always good to refresh things. So, as you get ready to do today's meditation, I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. Remember, you are not alone. There are 2 million downloads every single month here on the podcast. So you are meditating with people from around the world. This is from your fellow meditator, Christopher, who reached out to me from Brazil. And he says, I'm so glad we're doing a meditation series on relationships this week because I found that my relationships have really suffered during this pandemic. I find that I feel like I'm a different person because I've done so much introspection and my life actually changed drastically due to the pandemic. I moved. I have a completely different job. I've lost several dear friends, and I am not the same person. Those who know me best sense this, and I feel like they want the old me back. But that part of me has changed so much. I'm a new person on a new path. Thank you for these daily meditations because they've really helped support me through this difficult time. Thank you so much for sharing your heart, Christopher. I know that Brazil is really struggling with the coronavirus, and my heart goes out to all of you who have lost people due to the pandemic and whose lives have turned upside down. Meditation can become your rock. I've received many messages very similar to Christopher's, and I really honor you for being here, for meditating, for turning to meditation during your times of greatest need. There are a lot of other things you could have turned to that maybe aren't so constructive as meditation. So here you are. Let's celebrate you. As you get ready to settle yourself down, your journal prompt today is to consider someone who you could share meditation with. This is such a valuable tool to live your life as you go through extenuating circumstances, and also when things are going really well, meditation can become your anchor. So share a little about meditation with someone, maybe a breathing technique. Maybe you could share an affirmation. Maybe you could simply just sit in stillness with someone out in nature and listen to the birds and the breeze. Or if you're near the water, listen to the waves. And your focus for today, as we're following along with the healing acronym, we have reached the word in the word healing. In stands for needs. And Christopher described this so beautifully in his own life. He did what he needed to do to meet his needs when his world seemed to turn upside down. If you're struggling, consider your needs. What is it that you need most? What is lacking in your life? And if you're supporting someone else who's struggling, consider their needs. What can you do to support this person? When you help others help themselves, that's the greatest gift. So as you sit down with your spine straight and your eyes closed and gently elevated upward, listen for a moment to your own needs. Notice where you hold tension in your body and what that tension might be revealing to you. Visualize the person in the relationship you'd like to improve and affirm within your heart, I send a love and goodwill to soul friends everywhere. Think of someone who means a lot to you in your life. Visualize this person. Again, mentally affirm, I send love and goodwill to soul friends everywhere. Beautiful. Now begin to calm your mind and body, letting go of the cares of the day. And visualize the nurturing color of green surrounding your space. This color therapy, the color of your fourth chakra right at your heart. You may even place your hands on your heart or place them in the Anahata chakra, where you shape your fingers into a heart, pressing your knuckles together with your thumbs extended downward. And then lift your middle fingers upward, pressing them together. As you inhale and exhale, allow yourself to create space and openness at your heart. On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows. And visualize the person you've been focusing on this week as you heal a relationship. Look into their eyes. Remember the times when they were happy, when they may have shared their dreams with you. Remember their good qualities. And as you let go of your breath, and exhale through your nose, send them compassion. Continue this breathing technique, sending compassion to those people in your life who may be difficult. And then let go of the techniques and allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.